We're starting now Siman Peches. Okay? Now Siman Peches tells us about the harchaka that you have to have between Basar and Cholav and the Etzem Achila. So this comes from two Mishnayos in Kol HaBasar. One is in the beginning, the first Mishnah in the 8th parak, Kol HaBasar also Levashal B'Cholav. So that we learned last Siman Pezayin. I want you to listen to this Diyak of the Rashash. This is Mavel Dika Diyak. Kol HaBasar also Levashal B'Cholav. You're not allowed to cook basar with cholov, chutz mi basar dogim v'chagavim. Next, v'asar laha alois. The other din is asar laha alois imagvina al shulchan. You're not allowed to bring them together on the shulchan. So this is a din. They not only not allowed to eat them together, they're not even allowed to bring them together on the shulchan. You're not allowed to put them together on the shulchan. Now, by the way, why not? Why not? So l'chayra, it's because you're going to eat one with the other. So frek the gemara, even if you eat one with the other, it's their abanan, because we learned last week you have to cook them together. Who cares if you eat basa with the chalav? So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says gzir shem yala beulfis reseach. You're gonna bring it in a frying pan. Soif klisheni the klisheni in a mavashal gzir shem yala beulfis rishin. So you're gonna mamish bring the kli rishin that you cooked it in on the table. So you made eggs with the cheese. Don't put that, eggs and cheese, with your salami, because you're going to end up sticking the salami into the frying pan, and that's going to cause the bishul. Now Rashi Taka says this. Rashi says, the asa lahalois. Zok to Rashi, why? Dilma asi lemachlinu, you're going to eat them. The kanagi ubali meadad, because the foods will touch. Means the chashash is not that you're going to eat one after the other. The chashash is that the foods will touch in the kli rishon and they'll be nisbashal from each other. Right. So where Rashi is learning is like this. It's pashut that whatever's on the table you're eating. There's no chashash achila. When you're at a table, you're eating. Everything there is becheskas being eaten. Okay, so what's the chashash? That's not even a gzeira. I mean, it's pashut. It's on the table. You're eating it. The gzeira is that you'll cook them together. That's how Rashi learns.
Even though people don't cook what's at their table.
Well, if you're burning it on a kli rishon, you do.
If you do that.
Right? If you ever went to, like, you know, the Chinese restaurant, yeah. They bring in, like, in the geshmak, fire, you put the the kli rishon. So that's the chashash. Now, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says not like that. The Shulchan Aruch says, so according to this, much less of a gzera, because the idea is we don't want you to put it in a kli rishon together. Now, if it's not a kli rishon, then we're gozer up to the kli rishon. But if it would be kli rishon, it would be deraisa. So that's okay.
There's no heter of Shulchan that you're just seder a tavshul. That's not
a... That you're what?
Preparing the tavshul.
Right, you say, why would that be mutter? Because maybe they'll touch. Right, okay, right. So the issue is not about eating. I hear the issue is not about eating, right. But then here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shalayov of Pesimen Peches, Afilu Basachaya Ve'aif, Asol Ha'aloysa Ala Shulchan, Sha'oichal Allah Gvina. Why? Shalayov Aloichlam Yachad, because we're afraid you're eating it together. Jumps down the Taz. The Taz jumps. What do you mean? Even if you eat it together, it's not an Isser Deraisa. Oh, Teretz is Zera. What? The Taz forgot the Gemara? The Gemara asks the Taz's question.
That's a.
It's not. The gzera is it's pasha you're going to eat them together. But we wouldn't make a gzera out of that necessarily. Or that's the gzera is that you're going to cook them together and they'll be deraisa. Basar oif is okay. Basar oif is the same thing. But basar oif, every time that we're concerned about basar oif, it's an extension of the deraisa. But I'm saying is that the tazak made up. Oh, we're worried about you're eating them cold. Gzera. The Gemara asked that question. The Gemara asked the question that you're going to eat them cold. And the Gemara said, that's not the chashash. This is the Tamur de Kataz, Maisa, but it's coming from the Rambam. The Rambam says this. But Akoponim, the Rambam says that it's also l'ochel miyachad. So apparently, right, I mean, that sounds like what they're learning. Right, and they're learning gzera l'gzera. Yeah. It could be that they're learning the Gemara that they wouldn't have made such a gzera l'gzera if it wouldn't be shayach anywhere adiraisa. It wouldn't be shayach adereisa out of the kitchen, so maybe they wouldn't have made the gzera. But the idea is that they're gozer, you're going to eat them together. Okay, now, says the Rashash. Rashash wants to medayik the Mishnah like Rashi. Listen to this mavel dikadik. Zok to Rashash, how do we read the Mishnah? Kol habasar, asur levashel b'chalav. Very good. Chutz mi basar dogim v'chagam, v'asur lahalois im hagvina. Why are we switching to gvina now? I should say, also lahalas im acholov. We just said, kol basa also lavashal im acholov. V'also lahalois basa im gvina. You should say, and also you're not allowed to be lahalois, basa with cholov. Because how do you serve cholov? In a cup. So he says that a cup is a hefsek kli. There's no chashash that the meat will touch the milk. How's the meat going to touch the milk? It's impossible. So he says, Gvina, you put the block of cheese on the table, you put the block of meat on the table, and they're going to touch. And then they're going to be boiling hot, and they're going to be boiling one with the other. But if the chashash would be like the Rambam, so it would be milk too, because you're going to drink, you're going to eat, whatever. So Zakhtar Shash, a raya to Rashi's pshat, that the Gemara, the Mishnah switched from Cholov to Gvina. So Dav Kavina, and Bemeila Zakhtar Archa Shulchan, if you go with this Rosh Hashanah's diak, he makes the diak himself, the Archa Shulchan, that it comes out that any time that the food is in a packaging, it would be mutter. La Halacha, Moridika Nafkamina. Means if you are you're eating your deli sandwich and you have a package of cheese in the packaging. So what's the concern? They're gonna touch. It's in plastic, it's in a container. Anything in a container shouldn't be a chashash.
Well, the chashash is that they're not gonna fall. The chashash is that we're taking.
No, the chashash is, no, that's what I'm saying. The Rambam's chashash is that you're going to start eating stuff. No, you're going to start eating stuff. And you're not allowed to eat basa b'chol. Nothing to do with touching. You're going to eat it, so you're going to open the package and eat it. But according to Rashi, that's not the concern. The concern is that the food is there, they're going to touch each other, they're going to start cooking, and Mimele, you have all this stuff cooking on the table together. So Mimele, Zakhtar HaShochan, and Rashash, according to Rashi, a hefsek kli would work. If it's in a kli, it's only when stuff is open on the table. So Mimele, that's the Rashash says, that's why chalav is not ulcer, because chalav is in a cup. So therefore, chalav is never aser. It's a mavel deka diak. Okay? So.
That's like having your child's baby body.
Oh, okay, fine. But now that we're saying, but lemaisa, this is a very nice shtekel Torah in the Rashash, very nice Archa Shulchan, but lemaisa Shulchan Aruch says not like that. Shulchan Aruch says the chashash is shloyovel oichlam, so therefore, lechayra, even if it's in a container, so you have your nice package of Munster cheese, and you're eating your salami, you know, you have a package of deli, you have a package of salami, it's a problem. Because we're concerned that the guy is going to start fressing, and it's all game. Everything's game. Once it's on the table, you're going to eat everything. It's only tzun, but tzun is like there are zaktataz, what's it called? Zero. Interesting. Okay, I'm just pointing out that the diktuk of the Gemara and the Mishnah is much more meduic like Rashi, but it doesn't sound like lahalacha. We're going to go with that. Okay, now.
And don't we, in the Gemara, according to this, we're okay with making gezera on a
gezera? That's what I'm saying. B'chi hai gavna, that's the Taz's question. It's so far removed. It's a gezera and a derabanan. But afal pi kein, we made the gezera for it. You know, you have to know why, but he says, b'chi agavin. In this case, Chazal thought it was worth it. Okay, so I'm not going to ask questions on Chazal if they understood that in this case it works, okay? Now, so, but la halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, afil basa chai v'oif, asa la haloisa ala shulchan she'oichal olav gvina. You are not allowed to have milk on the meat, on the table that you're eating meat, she'oichal olav gvina, she'lo yovel lo oichlam yachad, we're concerned you're going to eat them together. Av b'shulchan she'soider olav atavshul, mutu litim etzad. Now, I want to point out something. The next halacha we're going to learn is when two people are eating on a table, I'm eating my fleishiks, you're eating your milchiks, it's gevaldik, okay? So, like a mole, you have that by a bris. A guy wants to be yeshivish, a guy, you want a flesh of kibris. Palamaisa, you know, some of the oilam is still interested in their bagel and cream cheese. They're not interested in their salami and pastrami at 9 in the morning. So what do? So you serve both and you give your options. You want to give your options. So Lamaisa, you could have a guy eating, you know, flesh and a guy eating milk. It's at the same table. So that's what we're going to see in Sif Beis. Sif Aleph, it does not say that. Okay? Now, maybe that's not so shchiach, but Sif Aleph is talking about one person by himself. And we're going to see that one person by himself is even more chomer. So you go home for lunch. And sometimes I go home for lunch. House is quiet. Gishmak, I take out my grilled cheese, my whatever, cheese sandwich, eat it. Lamaisa, last night, they were cooking, the olam in the kitchen was cooking, making yamtif, and there's meat. There's fleshik stuff, or there's meat on the table. No one else is home. It's me, and there's meat on the table, and there's, right? So that's the thing we're talking about. It's aser. So you're not allowed to eat milk on a table that there's meat there. Okay?
That's barring the second halacha of the heker?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about without any heker. Okay? Without heker. Okay, now, because there's a concern, you're going to eat them together. Now, what goes into that chashash? So the Shach says only something which is a concern that you may eat it. So real treif is not a concern because you never eat treif. So the fact that the guy's sitting with you won't matter. Okay? So treif is mutter. What happens if you made a neder from a guy, the Shach says? I made a neder, I'm never going to eat your stuff. So can I sit with you? So they say you're allowed to because I'm goofy, never going to eat your stuff because I just don't like you, obviously. So we don't share our stuff. But the Shach deals with the fact that the Isra Neder, is that enough to create a herchik? Or maybe you would dig in theoretically, and therefore you need this hecker. But the point is, so we'll see what that means.
I'm allergic to something.
Right. But Lachaira, I don't know if what.
I'm allergic to dairy or this, or
that's still like a neder l'chora. It's your own personal thing. It's betz and mutter.
So it's the
chora. Yeah, chora is a problem. Now, Michael raised the question: what about if you're taki eating a milk fleishik sandwich and your child's baby bottle is sitting there, with milk? We're talking about not parv, with milk.
But regular people don't drink from bottles.
Oh, so you would think regular people don't drink from bottles, but according to Rabbi Felder, regular people often, when they need milk, will open the bottle and take from there, because he said he got many shot. He got actually shaylas halacha lemaisa like that. That happened, and therefore he paskins. I heard the shir from Rabbi Felder, and it's also in the book that Rabbi Felder said that since he's gotten quite a few shilas of people that that they don't drink from the bottle, but they'll use the bottle in the milk. Look, you're in the fridge. It's in the fridge. You have a bottle of milk, and now you ran out of milk, and you have your coffee. So you open the bottle and pour it in.
It's good. Now that you think about it.
I don't think it's so not shy. I don't think it's impossible. It's not off limits. I'm not saying you're going to go drink from the baby bottle. But I am saying is that the milk is available. So it's a possibility that you would do it. So now according to the Rashash that we said about this mutter, because anytime it's inside a kli, it's mutter. Right? But according to, we don't go like the Rashash. And Bemela, Rabbi Felder said that if you have a baby bottle on a table that you're eating a deli sandwich, it will be awesome. You got to remove the baby bottle off the table. If the baby is on a high chair, off the table, then it's not considered on your table, b'chal. But it's on your table, and there's the baby bottle there. Another scenario: you're gonna have your lunch at home, so you have your little deli sandwich, and the leftover cereal and milk is there on the table from breakfast, right? So you ordered your Chinese, to eat at home at lunch, and then down on the other end of the table is a leftover breakfast cereal milk saucer. Okay.
That's if there's no hecker with the mappa and all.
Yeah, I'm talking about if it's on. It's a, no, right now. Now, this is us to do that, and that's the pshat. Now, let's see like this. By the way, the Daki Tshuva speaks out that it's only with meat and milk, not fish and meat. Even though you're not allowed to eat fish and meat together, but here it could be that Rashi would be l'chumra, because according to Rashi, the concern is that they would touch each other. So fish and meat cannot touch each other. If they touch each other, the problem. But according to the Rambam, it's that you'll eat one after the other. There's no problem of eating meat and milk one after the other, fish and meat after each other. It's only if they're belayer from each other. So it could be that would be enough. But lemaisa, therefore, we're mater fish and meat together. Okay. One other thing. What about a shomer? A lot of times a shomer works, right? A shomer works by gzer shemayate. The Gemara says you're not allowed to read. If you ever read by Memadlikin, you're not allowed to read next to a ner because you may turn the ner. So a shomer works. Okay? Does a shomer work over here? That the shomer will tell you don't eat that.
No.
So Rabbi Kiviger says it does not work. Okay? Rabbi Kiviger says a shomer doesn't work. You have to just remove the stuff from the table. Now, the next sif in Shulchan Aruch comes from the Mishnah Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and over there it talks about. No, he says it doesn't work because it takes much shorter time for him to make the mistake. By Shemayata, the guy's got to get out of his seat and start playing with the net. There's enough time for you to chop. But here, if you're not watching the guy like an eagle, he could be within a second. He'll take the milk and eat it. It's too much pressure to assume that a shomer will work.
Probably that in the fish and meat, that Shabbos, sometimes people bring the fish and then they didn't take it and put the meat. Is there a chash of dipping the chal in both?
No, so you're saying good point. A lot of times by Kiddush, you'll have fish and meat at the same table. But you tell them, well, look, use a different fork. Right, because the chashash is, right.
So the chashash chashas is not eating one after each other, but when you eat it together, obviously.
That's a problem, right?
But what happens when you're like dipping challah in both?
Right. Unless it's mamash be'en, it's okay. If it's mamash be'en, you know, that there's fish on the meat. Okay, now, by the way, I'm just going to tell you Geshmak Avar from the Chassam Sofer, because we had the Shaila this week. We learned about a little bit, we're going to touch on it much more. If you have a little milk, it's batel b'shishim in milk. Milk is batel b'shishim in the meat, right? If you have a little bit of milk, and it goes into a pot of chicken soup, what about fish? A little fish falls into a chicken soup. Is that batel b'shishim? So really, what is shaykh is batel b'shishim? L'chayr, the reason you're not allowed to eat fish with meat is because of sakana. So sakana, it's not healthy. So figure out what's not healthy, and that's it. What does it do with bitul b'shishim? So the Chassam Sofer says that even though originally a lot of people say, what's the sakana nowadays? Plenty of people eat fish and meat, and they seem to be pretty healthy. Now, first of all, we don't really know. Imagine how healthy they would be without fish and meat, right? It's like a guy came over to me. He bought one of these things, which is, he bought like Mafta Yoina or something like that, and it's a school for Parnassa or something, and he had a pretty bad year, Parnassa. So he's like, buddy, I'm not buying it next year. It didn't work. I said, didn't work. Imagine how bad you would have been if you didn't buy it. Right? So he's like, okay, I'm buying it. You're right. So what do you mean? People didn't die at the age of 40 because they ate fish and meat together. Okay, but just doesn't mean it didn't affect them. Number one, so it's impossible to know. If Chazal said it's a sakana, but the Chassam Sofer says anyway. The Chassam Sofer says you're right; it's not a sakana. But Chazal answered it, so Mimela, it's midin isra drabanan today. It's not a sakana. So isra drabanan is batel b'shishim. You're right; it's not going to sakana, but it's batel b'shishim because it's also drabanan anyway. So isra drabanan is batel b'shishim because Chazal answered it. It's a sakana. But no, Chazal answered it because it wasn't sakana. Nishtanu ativim, and maybe nowadays, let's say people are different, and it's not a sakana for them. But it doesn't make a difference because now it's also not a sakana. It's a drabanan. And nafkamina is a pitul b'shishim works. That's a Chassam Sofer says. So anyway, we had a shaila this week about fish juice falling into soup. So batel b'shishim, it works. Okay, now back here, okay, I want to finish the topic.
Just said it doesn't work now.
And I'm saying it wouldn't work if it was a real sakana. But even if you want to claim it's not a sakana today, it's still also drabanan anyway. That's what I'm saying. Let's say it's not a health concern. Okay, it's not a health concern, but it's also because Chazal said don't eat fish and meat together, period. So that iser is batel b'shishim. Now, the Mishnah introduces a concept of shnei chasanoim oichlem al shulchan echad, zeh basav zeh gvina vein chayshishin. Two people coming, it was a cafeteria. You could have this in a cafeteria, in a hospital, something like that. Two people coming down, you plop yourself down at a table, right, at a park or whatever, and you're coming in, two different people, I don't know you, you don't know me, we sit down, we eat at a table, each one, this one's eating meat, this one's eating cheese, it's mutter. Zok to Gemara, why is it mutter? Why aren't we concerned that they're going to eat from each other? So Gemara says it depends. Because shneach sanoim taka don't know each other. But two people that know each other, makirim zadzeh, even if they're makbid on each other, but the Chazal made a gzera that two regular people that know each other are not allowed to eat fish and meat together. So if you're in a cafeteria at your lunch break at work, and I'm eating my sandwich, you're eating your sandwich, right? I had this, you know, in the hospital you have it sometimes, you know, or in a public place where you have your food, he has his food, and you know each other basically, and it's all kosher food. If I'm eating milchiks and he's eating fleishiks, that's a problem. If you're in a place you don't know the other person, it's okay. Why? Because there's no concern you're going to eat his food. But if you're going to keep a distance from the food, even according to Rashi, you know, the two things are going to stay far apart from each other. But if we know each other, now you don't have to be best friends. You just have to know each other, as long as you don't hate each other like a nether. It can't be that you hate each other. Like, I know you too well, and I already decided I don't want anything to do with you. So we're talking about before that level. So yeah, I know you. Nice guy, fine. I don't have to be your best friend. I'm not makbid if you'll take a little from me. You're not makbid if I take from you. Like a kiddush. You know, it's standard. Everyone in shul, you know each other. So anyone, you know each other, you're not allowed to eat fleishiks if he's eating milchiks at the same table. Okay? Now, the Gemara says that, however, if it's not kein tfisa achas, it's mutter. That's the lashon of the Gemara. What does it mean kein tfisa achas? So Tosis learns in one pshat, it means that there's a heker b'neihem. There has to be a division between them. So as long as there's a division, then it becomes mutter. Okay? So, what's a division? First, so what's a valid heker? So this is actually a halacha that's well known by Hilchas Nida. It's the same thing by Hilchas Nida, that a husband's not allowed to sit with his wife at a table when there's no one else there, just them two, if she's nida, because there's a concern that it's margula avera, so they need to have a hecker beinayim. So over there also discusses what's the hecker. It has to be a reminder. Basically, the hecker is that they should not be al shulchan echad. They shouldn't be eating al shulchan echad. So if you separate the tables, okay. If you both have a separate placemat, so it's like a separate table. If there is any sort of hecker, something on the table, which is not normally there, anything. So normally, you know, normally I don't, you know, we don't bring out the, you know, whatever, the a light, a can, something that has nothing, that's not going to be used at the meal, and it's not normally at the table, that's a hecker. So you bring out a can, you bring out something. Now, there is a shail in the poiskim. What happens if it's something which is not normally at the table, but now that you're bringing it at the table, you're going to use it? Because I don't normally drink soda. I never drink soda, ever. But I bring out a bottle of soda. But once it's there, I'll drink it. So does that now lose the shame hecker? So that it sounds like is mutter. The shach says here klisha shoysim mimenu. It's okay. Now here's an interesting thing that that comes up. Okay, very interesting shaila. And the shaila is like this: that the Gemara in Shabbos. This is what I wanted to bring the Gemara in Shabbos. There's a very important diak from the Gemara and Shabbos. Okay, so a hecker works because I'm at the table eating milchiks, you're at the table eating fleishiks, and we put a hecker, it's going to remind us not to take from each other's food. Does the hecker work when I'm by myself? Remember, we said that this issur is even when I'm by myself. I'm at my table, I'm having my deli sandwich, and the leftover cereal and milk goes over there. Right? So does the hecker work there? So really, there's a Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos wants to know, what about a husband and wife who's a nida? So are they allowed to sit together without a hecker? So the Gemara says there that the reason why it works is because the Gemara brings actually our sugya. Does the hecker work? And the Gemara says that by the husband and wife, ika deyos she ika shinui. There's a hecker and there's deyos. And there's two people. She knows to stay away from him, and he knows to stay away from her. And therefore, since each one really knows it, and there's a hecker, it takes two people to make the mistake. It takes two people to forget, because she knows that she's supposed to stay away from him, number one, in her mind, and she has a hecker to remind her about it. And I know, and the husband knows to stay away from her, and he has a hecker to remind him. But what happens if there's only one person? There's nobody else. So you've no raya from the Gemara that a hecker works. So the Sfasemis is medayik from the Gemara, la halacha, that it only a hecker only works when there's two people. So therefore, what you were asking, it wouldn't work. So if you're by yourself and you ordered your Chinese food and you're at home and the leftover, you know, cereal milk stuff or baby bottle or whatever milk stuff is on the table, you can't put a placemat. That's not necessarily enough. You would have to actually remove it off the table. Because a hecker won't work by one person. The whole idea of a hecker is it's only betzirif that there's deyos. It's only betzirif that there's two people there. So, so there's a lumdis in the lashon of the Rosh that a placemat is I'm not b'shulchan echad with you. I'm in my own place. I'm not even considered b'shulchan echad.
That's only if they're b'chulaka, it's if they're far away. But if you're not close, even a placemat may not.
Right. I don't know that we hold a placemat like that. I think a placemat is more like... I think a placemat is more like a hecker. So it's like a hecker.
Does it make a difference if it's a long kiddush table?
Okay, so you want to know what happened? Okay, so I just want to clarify this point. I want to clarify this point that a hecker may not help unless you have deyos. But remember, we had a shayla in the beginning. What about a shomer? So first of all, I didn't mention that the Ben Yoyada argues under Rebbe Eger, Gevaldik. Ben Yoyada argues under Rebbe Eger that a shomer works, and he has a mefurish pasuk, because it says by Avram Avinu, Vayikachem avachala uvena bakar she'asa vayitin lefneihem. He gave them. Chema v'chalav u'ben abakar. He gave Avram Avinu gave the malachim butter and meat on the same table. Some of the malachim ate the meat for the milk first and then the meat. But how is he allowed to serve it on one table? Zok the pasuk v'hu oimer aleihem, because he was showing them that they shouldn't make a mistake. Zok ben yoyadim mefurish pasuk, not like Rabbi Kveger, that a shomer works. As zok the pasuk. Now you could say it's a raya punk v'keret. Why? Because this week's because Shavuos. What happened? What was the Shach V'Tayr at Har Sinai? That Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said we want the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you guys ate Pasa B'Cholov back in the days of Avram Avinu. We never ate Pasa B'Cholov even in Mitzrayim. So what do you mean they ate Pasa B'Cholov? According to the Ben Yoyada, there was a Shomer. The Gufa didn't eat Pasa B'Cholov. So Yesh Loimar Punk Vaker, that the Chazals move over like Rabbi Kiveger. Shomer doesn't work. And that they were Nichshal in Pasa B'Cholov. What? So if he's learning from the pasuk, it's so al kapanim. This is but that's a tuck and open. Come on. So al kapanim. So could be that the Rebbe Kiveger has an offering gemara that's at least it's enough to be doicha the raya of the Ben Yoyada hamias. But al kapanim. So even though shomer doesn't work by itself, but it could be that the poskim say a shomer would work. But tzir of a hacker by one person, because then I have deus again, right? Because the whole idea is that I'm by myself, so a hacker won't remind me anything. It's not enough. But if there's also a shomer, then Rabbi Kiveger would agree that it would work. Now, this whole case is a little bit like, you know, so what's going on? Let's give an example. So again, so I ordered my food. I'm having my lunch. The leftover stuff there, and the wife is in the kitchen. So she'll remind you not to take from the. She's not eating with you, so, but you're eating by yourself. But she'll remind you. To not eat the now after the salsa gets done, you may as well just clear the table. And he'll be instead of being mafalpo, you have a kiveger ben yoyada and a mitzir, the hacker, take out the can from the. By the time you finish taking out the can from the pantry, you wouldn't just eat, just clear off the table and be better off.
I'm gonna be closed tomorrow. That's okay. On Tuesday, so figure try to clear the table a little bit.
What'd you?
Have a good one.
Okay. So now the shaila is like this. So let's go one step further, okay? So someone mentioned what happens if it's very far away from each other. Who mentioned that just now? Okay, so the emes is, this is Mefurash in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says it's from the Marshal, maybe more than that. But it's definitely brought down. It's Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch here. Oh, here. It's Prima Gadim in the Sifse Das Ois Gimel. In the Sifse Das Ois Gimel, the Prima Gadim says, because of Abach B'Shem Marshal, the last line there in the Prima Gadim, Mishpitz Zav, not Mishpitz Zav, Sifse Das. Sifse Das Gimel, the last line there, T'biyoyishvim Rechoykim Zemizeh, B'chadei She'en Yochal Lifshot Yodha V'lito Me'oichal Chaveri Shor L'Divir Akol B'loy Hakeira. If the two people are far away from each other, even though they're on one table, but they're so far away from each other that they cannot grab each other's food, then it's mutter without a hacker. Okay, so if you're social distancing, whatever, so you're having far, if you have space, if you have space between people, so then it's mutter. So the shaila is, would the marshal work even by one person? So I saw shaila in the poskim about that. Not muchach. The poskim are not convinced that by one person that works. So shaila in the poskim, I think the pashtus is it does work. If this
talk, you can apply this to Yosh Rechoykim, because they should in Yachol Livshon Yado. You can't spread your hand out unless you get up and get it.
What?
You can't read that.
But the idea is that by one person, there's no one else to be mitzarev to remind you. So maybe you'll get up and take it. Maybe you'll get up and get it. So it's only when there's a combination of. It could be it's like a hacker. So a hacker needs a combination of deus to remind each other that it's that it will work. It's interesting that we're so makel on fish and meat now that you mention it. Like it's mamish on one table together. Right, only to make sure.
Rav Munin will never allow you to have fleishiks and fish at the same time. If you have herring, you have to have a parvachon.
You have to have a private what?
Parvachon. You won't allow fleishiks and fish at the same time.
Right, but I'm saying that's because maybe the taka gzeir, you may eat it together. But I'm saying al tzedin of lahalos al shulchan echad, the poskim say it's mutter. So you could have a table where there's fish and meat together, and I'm saying is because since they're mutter to eat one after the other, so mamela is much less of a concern. But it is an interesting mahara why we're so makel on that. Okay. Now one other thing which is interesting, which comes up in yeshiva.
Yeshiva have both on the same plate.
No, you shouldn't do that. Now
they're not mixed together.
So the the following shiloh is very common, not so much, but it could come up a lot, in a regular place or in a yeshiva for sure. I remember in the dining room in yeshiva is always like that. Is what happens if someone's within 6 hours? So he's fleshik. So he's sitting down and they're serving a milchik. They're serving milchiks. So I'm just having a salad. So is he allowed to sit there while everyone else is eating milchik and he's fleshik, but he's just having the power of food? So l'chayra it's mamash aser, because there's a concern he's going to eat it, right?
But if we're saying it's like nether, it could be like nether. Why is it not like a nether?
No, what do you mean like nether? No, the point is we're talking about milk and meat here. That's the point. The point is that milk and meat is also to eat. So this is, if you look in the Mishpatzei Zav Ois Beis, in the Prima Gada, Mishpatzei Zav Beis, he brings about 6 lines into it. He says Kasav Beshut Beis Yaakov. Do you see where I'm looking at?
No.
Mishpatzei Zav Ois Beis. The Prima Gada Mishpatzei Zav Beis. So he brings there Kosov Beshut Beis Yaakov, like a few lines in. So he says Kosov Beshalus Achuvas Beis Yaakov Simin Beis. The Misha Achal Basar Shetzarch Lisha Sheishois Lo Yeshev Eitzel Misha Oichal Gvina Shema Yoshet Loi. So Veloy Reisin is Harim in Zeb, but Lemaisa he holds its Asar. So Lemaisa, that would mean that if you're fleishik and they're having a milchik meal, you should not sit with them and eat parif.
So you can't, if you're fleishik and you take your family out to pizza.
Right, no, it's very shaykh a lot of times. That let's say they're having, the family, everyone's milchik, and, you're going to have the parif. Right, you're still with your fleishik bris food, right? And what? You want to know if lemaisa we pass like that?
It
that could be very common. So you would have to have, now you have deos, so you would have to have a hecker. It means you would have to pull up the tablecloth, which would be a hecker, maybe, but it would still require deos. But since everyone else is eating parv, let me see if deos means two people. Let me see what he says here. And obviously there's all sorts of things with minhagim. Can an Ashkenazi eat with a Sephardi on the same table on Pesach? They're eating kitnias. So maybe that's a neder only. That taka could be a neder, but I'm not soying them each other. So it should be mutter.
Why is it not a neder that you say you're not going to eat from these? If you hold, you're not going to eat.
No, but neder is neder's usser. The only reason neder's mutter is because you hate each other.
Neder's usser.
You're not allowed to eat something that you made a neder from. You're not allowed to be with the same food you made a neder. Only if I made a neder from the person, because I don't want to be with him.
Oh, okay.
Right? Let me just see what he says here about the 6 hours. If he lemaisa paskins one way or the other, here. Oh, okay. So he says that even though the Prima Gadim says like that, but many poiskim are mekel on this thing. I don't know. I think he means that if you're not eating, it's mutter. Let me clarify this. If you're not eating, it's mutter. Dov, what do you hold about this, the Shaila? If you're fleisha, can you sit down at a when everyone else is eating? So people go nasus it. But I want to say something. This whole sugya is only when you're eating. If you're not eating, I'm fleishik, and everyone else here is milchik, and I'm sitting down with them. I already had my meal. I already had supper. I already ate supper at home, and I came to the sheva brachas. I'm just here. I'm not eating. That's mutter because you're not eating. There's no chashash. Just like if you're fleishik, you're allowed to prepare a milchik meal, right? If you're the whole gzera is only eating. The whole gzera is only eating. Okay, so that. We're talking about if you're having the meal with them, you're just eating the milk, the parv stuff, and they're eating. That's our sugya. But if you're not eating, then there's no. Then the.
I would think that would even be more serious, because if you're preparing a dairy meal and you're fleshed, what's to stop you from the instinct to taste?
So he says actually that if it's a type of food that people taste, maybe you should not do it. Oh, who is that? The Adafraim. He brings from the Adafraim that it's a type of food that when you prepare it, you snack on it. Maybe you should not be machmer on it. But that's not this gzera. I mean, you can't make things up. Now, by the way, I'll just be more one thing, that probably every single Erev Shavuos, we have the same Shaila. everyone, usually at least once every Erev Shavuos, someone calls with the following Shaila. That the wife is geshmak food in the kitchen, pumping, you know, all sorts of yamta food, and either the wife or the husband, more likely the husband, someone decided to go taste some of the yamta food. And they don't remember that tonight they're having a milchak meal. So they call at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I just tasted the roast. It looked so good. I want to compliment my wife how delicious the roast was. So go in, taste the roast. It'll taste a little bit. And then, oh no, but we're having a milchak meal tonight. So, So it depends what you tasted. It depends. If you tasted meat and you chewed it and you swallowed it, there's nothing to talk about. But if, let's say, you chewed it and spit it out. Or let's say you had chicken soup, only liquid, and you didn't have any chicken. These are all shilas, very interesting shilas, and you can have fakir also. Let's say you had we've had this shila too, that you tasted a dish that was served with Parmesan cheese, which could be considered gvina kasha, that's 6 hours, and then you're having a fleishik meal tonight. It goes both ways. So these shilas are very common. So, just throwing it out there. Next week we'll cover that topic. Okay. Everyone have a good yantif.
And
we'll be in touch. Shkoyach. What's that?
I want clarity in the thing because I think it's also very common. I asked him about people who don't eat dairy, or I don't eat white bread because they only eat wheat, and I'm very much.